Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the sudden need for cash, and it never goes out of style. What the heck does this have to do with real estate investing at all? Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Michael asked, how do you use Title Pro to inspect the chain of title and make sure it's clear? Love it.
This is a question for you.
I know. Well, the
Jill's a Title Pro expert.
I mean,
Title Pro is, by the way, a tool that Land Academy members get to enjoy as part of their subscription.
Exactly. It's included. So here's what you do. First of all, your first initial check should be you just zip into Title. So you want to make sure that the person you're talking to is the correct person slash owner of the property and can make the decisions. So, hi, I'm calling back. My name is, Betty Smith. And I got your letter about my 40 acres in Nevada, whatever it is. What am I going to do? I'm going to hop into Title Pro because you could do it in RealQuest too. Either one, you're asking about Title Pro. And what am I going to put in? I'm going to put in the APN. She should have it right there. If not, we can get it. I'm going to put in the APN and the county, and bingo, it pops right up. Not only does it takes me right and drops a pin on the property, and I'm looking at it and I'm talking to her, and I can hover over it, my little pin drop, and I can see the ownership name right there and the APN and a few of the details without getting too far into it. So right now I can make sure, okay, Betty Smith, yep, I got you right here and I'm looking at your property now. Now, if I want to go further, just so you know, Michael, what the easiest thing is right there, when you're hovering over it, you have the option to click on that property and drop it into a box and just print out a little property report. And it's about, I don't know, 8-10 pages long, and it gives you everything. So, I mean, this is seconds too. While you're still talking to her, you could have the property report PDF you're staring at, and you're looking at when she bought it, how much she bought it for, was there a lien on there? You could start scrolling down on this property part, who owned it before her, who owned it before her.
It's a chain of title.
It's nice.
And it's the same thing a title agent does.
Exactly. And that's why we have Title Pro. You have all the same resources right there, and that's how you check it.
It's amazing because I don't know the site like you do at all, but you really can check the chain of title back a few years, like 20, 30 years.
I'll show you. Yeah. I do.
It's an amazing resource.
It's so cool. And you can see, and then it gives you demographics. You can, if you really want to get into it, it gives you the GPS coordinates. It gives you tax information, and it tells you if they're current or not current. Annual taxes, what they usually run. You can see.
What's the coverage?
You can really see mortgage. That's what I was going the other day. I was telling you about a property I was looking at here in California, and I saw a lender that I recognized from years ago. I mean, you can sit back and see all kinds of stuff.
Why were you looking at that, Jill?
Because we're looking at living there, and I'm looking at buying something, maybe. Oh, I don't know.
Because you're looking at primary residences for us?
I might be. That's exactly it.
That's hilarious. And it's good. Keep doing that.
Yeah. So that's how you use Title Pro. First, make sure you're talking to the right person before you even go any further. And then do your homework. And just a tip too, Michael, because we covered this a little bit on our weekly call a week or two ago, but most title companies go back between 30 and 40 years. You don't need to go further than that.
Yeah.
And that's when they insure it. They do title insurance. I'll go back 30 to 40 years.
There's no way to track anything. You know, this is long before computers now.
Right.
30 or 40 years ago. Plus, everybody's not here, not with us.
Exactly. 1891, my grandfather exchanged a piece of gold for that property. And such and such.
You can't insure it.
You can't. So anyway,
if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. This is the meat of the show. A sudden need for cash never goes out of style.
I have to interject. We were driving recently and you were talking to someone and this phrase came out. And I know at that moment for you, Jack, you had just formed it at that moment. You just said, look, let me just tell you, the chances of, you know, just basically someone having a situation where they need cash next week is never going to go out of style. And I went, oh, that's brilliant. I was like, pull over the car, write that down.
I mean, that's why we send offers out. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for that situation. We're looking for someone who has a sudden need for cash. That's never going to change. People, they're asking me about, this is what on the other end of the phone, this is what the question was. What happens when there's a recession like we had last time? What happens when lenders stop lending? And, we had a terrible downturn this last one. And I'm here to tell you, listener, that's going to happen again. Probably about 8 years from now, there's going to be it won't be like the last time where it crushes the European continent, literally,
right,
economically, literally. But there will be a pretty substantial slowdown and a huge price adjustment. That's just the way the American economy works. Right. Like it or hate it, that's just what happens. Right. And you can pretty much set your watch by it. It's between 9 and 14 years. I think we're in year 6 or 7 now, or 8. So, but I'll tell you, even then more than now in a recession, there's a sudden need for, people need cash.
Right.
So if they have these assets and they're staring at your letter that you sent 4 years ago, your offer, there is a chance that they might look through the folder and say, you know, that guy did, I remember that guy sent me $6,000 offer for that thing. Yeah, I need some money now.
They remember it.
That's why sending these offers out is so much better. They just stick around forever.
Right.
You know, so what you're looking for, and there's a lot of triggers that make people sell property. For the record, the biggest one is death, you know.
Right.
And heirs just going through an estate and selling property. So, but this one too.
The thing is too, we're not looking for that. It's not like we're sitting there reading the obituaries and sending out offers.
Yeah, that's awful.
So, which is really kind of, I want to make sure that you know that we don't know that person's situation until they call us back. And we're like, we just know that you sent, like Jack said, this is all numbers. Mm-hmm. You're going to send X amount of offers. There's going to be X percentage in there that needs money, period.
Yeah. So
it could be a dog.
It's very predictable.
It could be somebody sick. I'm not kidding. You wouldn't believe the situations that we've heard of people needing cash, all kinds of situations. Kids going to college. I need this college money to send them on their way. I mean, they're not necessarily bad. They're often good. We're not going to retire there anymore. We really have no need for this, mm-hmm. period.
My favorite is still the most heartfelt. It's not my favorite. It's a terrible situation, but there was just the way it was handled was so good. A woman called me and said, my mother was diagnosed with XYZ, and I'm going to accept your offer, and then because I want to take her on vacation. Right. And she did. Exactly. They went to Hawaii for like a month.
Right.
And I got this heartfelt letter like 6 months afterward that said, you know, thank you so much for doing this. We could have never done this. My mom was, you know, she was wonderful, and you know, right, makes me weepy about it now. So it's not a sudden need for cash. It's just a way to, it's an exit for a lot of people.
True. Yeah, so that's another situation. There's so many people out there close to retirement, in retirement, whatever. They didn't use this asset. They mm-hmm. all thought they were going to move there, you know, and they never did. And they are, by the way, I'll tell you, they're happily paying their taxes. They don't know that you cannot pay your taxes, mm-hmm. you know, and keep them current. They are happily paying their taxes. So that's one of my other, you don't want to just isolate those people. People current on taxes need cash too.
There's a lot of points you can take out of this, but this is why I wrote this title. You have a choice tomorrow morning as a real estate acquisition person, which is what you're becoming, or what, if you're listening to the show, you're thinking about doing it. You have two choices. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you can go out and look for deals. That's what everybody in the industry does. They get in their car, they look for, literally drive for dollars. That's what they call it. And look for property. Or they make a bunch of cold calls on the telephone, like it's 1958, to people who own property to see if they want to sell. Or they call their broker, look through, they get the MLS and they look through there, right? So now they're actively doing a bunch of stuff in tomorrow morning, trying to find deals. Or, this is option number two, you can get real smart about it, like us and our group, and you can proactively send a bunch of mail out. It takes about as much time to send 10,000 offers out as it does 100. Mm-hmm. It takes about 3 hours if you know what you're doing. and then let the people who want to do the deals at your on your terms and at your price call you back.
Bingo.
Why would you choose A?
Exactly. I don't know.
It's, so silly.
Isn't that amazing? I think I always think of the people that think they get a trophy because they work 12 hours today. I don't think
Michigan is filled with people like that.
That's not a, I don't think that's a good thing at all.
Because I'm from Michigan.
Dude, I'm taking off after this.
I love that about you, Jill.
Thank you. I'm done.
Work real hard for a few hours. That's where we are in life.
Or 120 minute show. Whichever you pick one. I'm out. Can we hurry it up, please?
This show. This show is the greatest way to avoid work there ever was.
It is. We are helping. We're doing a lot right here. We're contributing a lot of content and helping a lot of people.
We really are.
Thank you. That's how I see it. I am working, but I'm just having fun doing my work. So,
what's going on this weekend?
That's a very good question. I don't know. Finally, it stopped raining in California. Thank goodness. She whiz.
Did we get through this whole show already? Did we make our point?
I guess we did. I don't know. We'll hear about it later if we didn't. So, you know, I was just thinking about something. I go through and I read the iTunes comments and we used to bring that up now and then, and we haven't brought it up in a while. So, hey, feel free to please leave us a comment in iTunes. I haven't seen any lately because we weren't reminding people. So please leave us comments because we love those. We do read those.
Even if they're like one word. Here's some suggestions.
Uh-oh.
Yuck. Or
she's hot.
What? Oh, that is good.
Make it two words. Jill's hot.
Bull, fill in the blank.
Oh my gosh.
Three words, go.
Three words. This show rocks.
Bunch of malarkey.
Waste of time.
Know your limits.
Rather drive for dollars.
Make it stop.
Nothing else on.
Oh, Jill, this is classic.
Better than fill in the blank.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, good. Oh boy, it's our Friday afternoon silliness.
If you have a question or you want to be in the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com.
Join us another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's Jack, and inspiration, that's me, to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate silliness, fun, awesome ambition.
It's so hard to convey some of the simplest stuff in life, you know?
I know.
Like, why would you want to get up and go look for deals when they just get up and open the mail?
Exactly. It's so much easier. You know, and I mean, really,
I don't think people believe it.
Gosh, I kind of want to do a side-by-side. I wish I had thought of this or the time to do this. I'd love to do a side-by-side test. Like, okay, ready, go. 30 days, you know, with traditional, like a realtor, like a house flipper.
Oh, my gosh.
I would love to do this. How many deals did you come up with in 30 days? And how many deals we could come up with in 30 days would be, like, astronomical.
Yeah.
Different. Like, they'd be like, what the heck are you doing? I'm like, we're just doing what we talk about. It's not
There's
crazy.
There's a guy in our group that I talked to recently. He's making, I mean, he's very pressed for time. And he called me to thank me. And he's making, he made $400,000 in his first 12 months of doing this.
Love it.
And he was completely non-vocal. He was not in success plan. And he just called me to thank me. He's like, I'm making arrangements now to, changing my life around with my job and the whole thing.
Because now I can. I can make different decisions now. That's what it's all about.
Right.
That is so good.
It's amazing.
That's so good.
You get out of it what you put into it. Is not the, you can leverage your time, which is not the case with driving for dollars. There's an absolute cap or whatever else. Getting listings the traditional way, real estate listings or whatever. There's a cap on the amount of time that you can spend doing it that way. It's just not possible.
You're never going to get more deals as a one-man show.
You don't get out of it. This is what you put into it that way.
That's very true.
You get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah, it's right.
It's leverage.
I can easily scale up and send 10,000 out today.
Thanks for listening.
I'm going to send 10,000 or 1,000. I don't know. Same amount of time.
Your real estate ambition.
There you go.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. An awesome weekend.